From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The financial overhaul bill passes the Senate 60-39. It now heads to President Obama for his signature. He had said sweeping change for tighter regulations on the financial industry was vital to preventing another crisis. BP's pressure test on a ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is underway again after a delay to fix a leaking pipe joint. NPR's Richard Harris joins me now. Richard, what does this test involve?
Well, the test is designed to find out what condition the well is in, and they do that by channeling all of the oil through a single valve at the top of the well. They're now slowly closing that valve. If the well is in good shape, pressure should build up inside it. But if the well is leaky, the oil that's been rushing up the well and out into the sea will find other ways to leak out of the well. That would be bad. It would mean the well's damaged.
How long do we expect that this operation will last?
Well, they say they'll stop the test right away if the well is leaking very badly. Otherwise, they'll assess the situation every 6 hours, and they keep running this test for up to 48 hours.
Thanks, Richard. Bye. NPR's Richard Harris tracking BP developments in the Gulf of Mexico. In other news, a former major discharged from the Air Force for being gay is testifying today in a federal courtroom in Riverside, California. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports he's a witness in a case challenging the Pentagon's don't ask, don't tell policy, barring gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military.
Michael Almy served in the Air Force for 13 years, including tours of duty in Iraq. The investigation that led to his discharge came after a search of his emails to family and friends. His testimony is part of a challenge to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy brought by a gay Republican organization called the Log Cabin Republicans. They argued that the policy is a violation of due process and free speech. About a dozen witnesses are testifying for the plaintiffs this week and next. The defense will call no witnesses and focus instead on the legislative history of the policy. The Justice Department said it must defend the statute, even though the Obama administration is working to eliminate it. But U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips, who is hearing the suit, said the possibility that action by the legislative and executive branches will moot this case is sufficiently remote. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Argentina is legalizing same-sex marriage, the first country in Latin America to do so. Lawmakers approved the measure this morning after marathon debate and large protests organized by religious groups. The Vatican is out with a new set of guidelines for the way it responds to priests who sexually abuse children. It's also extending the statute of limitations on abuse by priests from 10 to 20 years. But the new rules make no mention of the need for abuses to be reported to police, and they do not include a one-strike-and-you're-out policy that abuse survivors in the U.S. have long demanded. Last check on Wall Street, Dow's down 52 points at 10,315. You're listening to NPR News. Labor unions in Greece are fuming after that country's parliament passed a controversial pension overhaul package. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that flights have been grounded and archaeological sites closed as workers walked off the job yet again today.
The pension reform will cut benefits and raise the retirement age for public sector workers. It's the latest in a series of austerity measures that the Greek government hopes will ease the country's debt crisis. But workers oppose it. They walked off the job in the seventh general strike this year. Even Greece's air traffic controller stopped working, just weeks after promising they would stay on the job this summer to support the crucial tourism industry. Strikes this summer also stranded tourists in the port of Piraeus, where cruise ships and ferries leave for the Greek islands. Greece is more than $380 billion in debt. It's drastically cut spending and raised taxes in exchange for about $138 billion in loans from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. Labor unions are planning more strikes in the weeks ahead. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The Labor Department's reporting a steep drop in new unemployment claims last week to their lowest level in nearly 2 years. The Obama administration is reportedly calling on Iran to release three American hikers arrested nearly a year ago. The State Department says the hikers should get the same treatment as an Iranian scientist who has just returned home. Shahram Amiri arrived in Tehran today, more than a year after he disappeared before turning up at the Pakistani embassy in Washington. Amiri has told Iranian authorities that he was kidnapped and tortured by U.S. agents. Washington denies those claims. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.